Kutta Teira, Tav, page Tezayin, second column. 10 lines from the top of the page, second column. Okay, Al Rebbe asked the question at the beginning of the Maimer, why is it that Pesach is celebrated the day of the miracle, but Chanukah and Purim are celebrated the day after the miracle? So he starts explaining Mamala and Seviv. Mamala is based on permeating, based on the level of the world. That's the level that comes down. It's down here like that, and Lamaila like that. And then you have Seviv Kolamin, that it can't be revealed. It's too great because the highest and lowest are all the same. And therefore, nothing's a keli for it. And therefore, it comes down in a superficial way, meaning it affects it only indirectly. She says, Pesach was jumping. Why did it have to be jumping so much? So he explains, because Mitzrayim was so low, that the only way to get the Eden out of it was to jump in this. As he said, those answers that say a Malach can come in place of Tumah, it's not true, because by Sanchedev they did, and by Sisra they did. But he says like this. A Yom Tov is a greater level of Kedusha. Okay? So therefore, first they had to get rid of the Klipa, because it wasn't the same Gilui of Seviv called Pesach. So therefore, in Mamala, you had to get rid of the enemy. They had to get rid of the Tumah. And then you can have the Kedusha of Yom Tov the next day. But Pesach, because it was the Gilui of Seviv, so then it happened the same day, because over there, there's no difference between good and bad. But he says, that's what he says here. Ach lehove me'acha she'seviv u'shavu mashva. But now he asks the question like this: if seviv and is the highest and the lowest, v'lefanav k'chashecho ka'eda, it's such a great level of kedusha. Darkness and light is all the same thing. V'im tzedak, if you do good, you don't do anything. You do bad, you don't do anything. Im kain. If it's so great, how could it come down so low? Then how could you punish Mitzrayim with such a gilui? In the definition of Vodim Hayinu, Hashem Elokeinu. Okay, it says Avoshel Bishel Izrayis Darachanti. It says Hashem Elokeinu is Chochma and Bina, that came out with Zrei and the Tuya is in the levels of Arichampin. Whatever. Now he explains it. Pirish, Gine, Yisrael, Shoshim, Elchina's Pani. The Yidin come from the Pnimius, from the internal levels of Hashem. Like it says, Yor Hashem, Pani Velech. So Yidin come from the level of Pnimius, right? Shama is a pnimius. Mitzrayim, evil Mitzrayim on the other hand, Shoshim and B'chinis HaChorayim come from the backside level, the external levels, because part of there's a level Ha'ediv, the back of the neck. Yidin come from pnimius, Mitzrayim comes from Chitzayim, HaChorayim. Mufi Shohayim Behez Chinis HaStepanim. Because it was a level of concealment in Mitzrayim, like it says, Yosef and that whole generation of Kedusha died. Therefore, while Yosef was alive, Mitzrayim had a pnimiistic ashpa from Yosef Atzadik, Mash Bibod. He gave food to everybody, it was a pnimius level. Yosef and that generation passed away, so now it's only Achorayim, the external levels. Command the shod, but it can't feel like you throw it over your shoulders. You know, you don't really want to give it to him, you have no choice. Okay, now being a veil vodama yinu lepare, hamakabal gamkim machina seder. So, therefore, like this, where did the Yidin get there? Now they're in heavy golos. So then they got the chayas to pare, in the level of achurayim. Aval achachach vayetzien Hashem elokeinu. Avoshel be shall be the level of Kesed, Shayum Shachashba Bechinis Yara Shempana. And then, like the Pasuk says, Yara Shempana Vitano Sela. meaning and he says, like, what does this mean? He's explaining now the answer to the question. He says, even though Seviv itself is dark and light are the same. But when Seviv comes through Memala, in other words, Seviv is God Mizgala, Seviv revealed. How do you have Seviv? May I dear Bechinus Memala Kalam? Why Shamin Ahala Nimshacha Kaf? From the empty space of the Tzimtzum comes the Kaf. I'll explain in a second. Misad is Labjazu Bechinus Memala. Havashel Bishu Nimshacha Tzianum in Mitzrayim Yavdus Lechavis. The Alter Rebbe says like this. So the question is, how could it be Ba'avdus L'Cheres if Avdus and Cheres is the same thing? The question is like this. Hashem takes it out of Golos from slavery to freedom. That's only when there's a difference between slavery and freedom, between bad and good. Right? Slavery being bad, freedom being good. So the Alter Rebbe's question was, if it's a Gilui of Seviv, there's no bad and there's no good. There's no Avdus, there's no Cheres. There's no light, there's no dark. So the Rebbe said, because it goes through that level of Mamala, and therefore because it goes through Mamala, that level of infinite Seviv, where there's no difference between slavery and freedom, good and bad, and so over there, because it goes through Mamala, over there, there's differences. And therefore, Seviv was Nizgala, therefore, on the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Yom Tov. Because that level of Elokus can come even in a place of Tumah. Yes, it takes out from Avdus L'Cheres, but it can come even in a place of Tumah. All the other miracles where it's a revelation of Mamala, in other words, during the week, at a regular day, Mamala is not, it's there, but it's not revealed. We don't feel it openly. Yom Tov, generally speaking, Yom Tov is a gilui of Mamala, as we're saying here at least, in this moment. So therefore, you got to get rid of the cheshech before you really darkness. Get rid of evil before you can reveal Mamala, because Mamala can't handle darkness. Darkness is not a keli for Mamala. One second. But Pesach, where it's a gilui of Seviv, yes, it goes through Mamala, but it's a gilui of Seviv, so you can, evil and good is the same thing, so on the day of the miracle, you can celebrate. Evil doesn't get in the way.
Doesn't every Mamala come from
Sovel? Mamala comes from Sovel. No, there's Mamala, there's Sovel. Does finite come from infinite?
Yes.
No. Yesh Me'ayin comes from infinite.
That's fine.
But it's not the source. Source means it feels it.
It feels it.
What feels?
It's created it.
No, there's Seviv and there's Mamala. And then there's creation, which comes from both, above both, that creates...
So there are two different things?
Limited and unlimited. It's two different things. Hashem is above both, therefore you can connect them.
Too many limits makes it
unlimited.
No. Too many limits, this is limited. You can have a trillion, trillion, trillion limited, it's still limited. You can have trillions of stars. You can have trillions of cells in the body, whatever you want to call them. It's all limited.
Gvul doesn't come from Bligvul.
How can Gvul come from Bligvul? What is it? A tenth percent of Bligvul? What is it? A million percent of Bligvul is Bligvul.
But you said I am Yesh. I am.
Yesh Me'ayim.
No, Yesh Me'ayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ayin, right? And he brings it down to Yesh.
So we're Yesh Me'ayim, yeah?
That's not the Sober. No.
But that's the Abishim, because he can combine both together.
Why?
Generally speaking, light, finite doesn't come from infinite. Gvul cannot come from Bligvul. Darkness doesn't come from light. Does darkness come from light?
No.
The Eibishter is above dark, light, above dark, so he can make light, he can make dark, and he can put them together. But by definition, finite cannot come from infinite. What is it, 10%, 1,000,000%? What is it? Ilah va'olul of infinite, cause and effect of infinite, will never create finite. That's why Chassidus explains that even the world is infinite, basically, it keeps expanding. And, you know, but nevertheless, it's still limited. Because you can't make up unlimited with taking a mile and make infinite miles. Only Mokim Ha'aron Einam Min Amida. But you can't create infinite by saying infinite miles. It's not, it can't be, because if you take away a mile, then it's, what is it? Infinite minus one? It's still infinite. Huh?
We do have that in mind. We do have that in mind. Infinite minus one, infinite minus one.
Yeah, but it doesn't make it not infinite. It can't, Davis did, because he's above both, he can do both. The Pasuk says, how many stars are there? How many? Limited or unlimited?
Definitely limited.
How do you know that?
Because of the
process. God gives an account to the stars. If there's a count, it's limited. You can't count infinite. No, he can't. Yeah, he can make finite infinite. He can do whatever he wants. Can Hashem make a square circle? He could?
But he won't, because he doesn't want to go over that laws.
No, I'm asking you, can Hashem make a square circle?
Yeah,
of course. Hashem can do anything.
It's not because Hashem can't make a square circle. If it's square, it's not a circle. If it's circle, it's not a square. That question, can Hashem make another God? Can Hashem make, the question, the story is, can God make another God?
Yes.
If you say he can't, then you're limiting it. If you say he could, what do you mean? By definition, God can't be made. Definition is that God has to be no beginning. You can't make a God. It means it's no, there was a time, wasn't the beginning. The answer is not, it's not a fault in Hashem, so to speak. A God, by definition, can't be made. A circle can't be square. A square can't be a circle. It's not that Hashem is limited. We are not limited because we cannot make a square circle.
By definition, could have been made.
It could have been made. It could have been made. You can't separate water?
Not that way.
Not that way, but you can separate water. You can have create Yamsuf. It was a miracle. Though it wasn't a miracle of limited and unlimited together. To a certain extent, that's what it was, but whatever. You can't get this, you understand?
Are you here to blow out our mind?
I'm not blowing the mind. I'm just telling you, you guys asked the question. I didn't ask it.
No comprehende.
No comprehende, because we can't comprehende. You can't understand something higher than seichel. Because that means, it means seichel is limited. But it's not that somebody doesn't have a good head because he can't understand unlimited. You can't say it's lacking in somebody's intelligence or intellect because they can't understand infinite. It's something that's not understood. It doesn't mean my seichel is lacking. It's not shaykh to seichel.
It's not understandable.
Right? So it's not shaykh to seichel. You can't say my seichel is lacking. You can't say this table is lacking because it's not made of fire. Why? It's a stupid mushroom. But okay, let's go to the next one. Yom Rav Yonis. It's not really a new mimer, but well, it is. Okay. Hayom Rav Yonis, we say in Hallel, the sea saw and ran away. Ha'horim ragdu cha'elim, they were dancing like rams. Nitzar cha'ovin, Ram ha'horim ragdu v'ayom Rav Yonis. Why did the mountains? The Pasuk says in Hallel, right? Hayom tesi somit, hayom ragdu. Now, so the question is, why did they? What, Like, what did they see that they ran away, and why did they start dancing? Shalom Mesachtes Pesachim Shalai Pirush Yanis Haniso O Aveda Miyira. Right, he could have the miyad. The Shulah Kodesh says like this. The Pasuk says, the Yam, the sea, saw and ran away. And the mountains danced. So he said, what is that spiritually meaning? Running away is when you're afraid of something. If you're not afraid of something, you don't run away from it. You run away from it because you're afraid of it. So the Rav Yonah's running away is the avod of yira, of fear. Dancing is from love, because you love it. You're excited, you're happy, you're close to it, so you dance. It's the difference between the avod of a sar, an officer, versus the level of an avod. An avod is fear. Right? A sar, an officer, is not fearful of the king. Not like the Eved is. Sar is a level of closeness. Vine, Vizgalus HaMelech, when the king is revealed, Azai, B'chinas Sar, the level of sar. Shavei Dose, the Simcha is in the level of Simcha. Tegadu Simchose is gets a greater Simcha. The sar, Aveda, is Simcha. Therefore, because of his closeness to the king. Which means when the king is revealed more, the king is openly close now, so the simcha is greater. The mountains, which are called the Midas of Atzilus, the Spiras of Atzilus, Shemisham, Sheirish Nishamas, where Nishamas come from, is Nikra Achim, is called brothers Lumbakim. To Hashem, Kesar Lefnei HaMelech, L'chein Rokhtu. So he says like this, the mountains refer to the Midas of Atzilus. That's why it says in Kabbalah, or even from Midrashim, comes out, the mountains, why would the officer refer to mountains? The Gemara says, Har Hashem Yiroh, the Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov, which are the Midas of Atzilus, Chesed Gvur Tiferes, they're the level of Achim, of brothers, mountains. V'chein es Eved Shavedasa B'yira, on the level of Eved, which is B'yira, B'zgalus HaMelech, when the king is even more revealed, T'ipol Ha'im of Apacha V'yot B'yesh, then the fear is greater, because now you see the king, so you're more afraid of the king. V'zeh Ha'yom, Shemisham Shoshe B'chein es Eved, like it says, Vayonis ran away. So in other words, they explain like this. Mountains, the level of Ava, therefore when the mountains saw, Hayam Ravayat, Harim Tikdu, the Gila of Kiryas Yamsuf, the mountains danced. Why? Because they're Aved is Ba'ava, mountains, Avichasik Vertifenes. So they have a greater revelation of Hashem. They're dancing. The Yam, which is the level of Eved, Bittul, because in the Yam, everything is bottle. Because it's all closed. You don't see any individual creature, you just see the ocean. That's why it says in Chassidus, the Baal Shem Tov said that the concept of Tefillah in the Mikvah, Tefillah is a level of Bittul. What's the inyan of a mikveh? You go into a mikveh, in order for a mikveh to be kosher, you got to be covered by the water. Right? There's no you anymore, just the water covers you. The water of Kedusha. So that my mikveh is tahara. So when you're buried in tahara, so then you become tahar. So go to the level of bittul. Yam is the level of bittul. So therefore, Yam, which is Avedis Hashem with bittul, so when that level of the king was revealed, the might and power of the king, so then you're more fearful. That's what the pasuk means. And hello, the Yam saw and it ran away, and ran away, and the mountains danced. Okay, so you skip about six lines, three lines to the end of the page. He says, Lahob and Zabatesis Beer, to understand this even better, what the Shalor is telling us, we need to introduce the concept of Shvi Shal Pesach. Shabbay Nikra Yam, when the sea split. And Arizal writes, Shugamki Inyan Ledas and Neshamas. It's the Leda of the Neshama. Again, when a mother is pregnant, you don't see the baby. It's hidden. What happens when the baby becomes revealed? It's born. The Rebbe asks in the Sicha, L'cheira, you know, a baby is born, everybody screams Mazel Tov. The baby was there the whole time. In the ninth month, the baby is complete. Maybe the hair and nails are getting a nail polish with the hairstyle. But the baby is complete. All of a sudden, Mazel Tov, the baby is born, you scream Mazel Tov. L'cheira, why? I mean, like, what's it different than a week ago? The answer is, it became his godless. Now you see it. I mean, simply, if the baby born healthy, Baruch Hashem, you know. But the bottom line is that now it's revealed. Okay, so what happened to Kiryas Yam? So the Yam became revealed, which is the concept of Leda, the birth of the Neshamah, which Shvi Shal Pesach, that is the right. V'zel shekosev b'nei Yisrael hoch b'yabashe b'sei chayam. And that's what it meant. The Yin went in the Yabashe and the Yam, the Inyan is like this. The Eden come from the level of Machshava. Then they're called brothers and friends of Hashem. Okay, Neshamas are called a lot of things. They're called brothers, they're called servants, they're called children. You know, it's a lot of, we're called Avinu, Malkeinu. We're our father, our king, so it means we're children, we're servants. They're called mother, and they're called brother, and they're called daughters, and every different names what they're called. So he says, in the level of Machshava, what's Machshava? Machshava is still within the person completely. I can't see what you think. Machshava is not revealed. Only to me it's revealed, not to anybody else. So therefore, when the Yidden are in the level of Machshava, meaning everything else in the world, everything including the body of a person, was created by Yomer Elokim, Vayomer Elokim, Vayomer Elokim. God spoke, right? It's all from Dibur, meaning from a revealed level of Hashem. Neshamis, it doesn't say Hashem spoke, let there be a Neshama. Hashem blew. Now blew comes from inside, right? Like he says, it comes from the essence. You blow, you get tired. You could talk Hakachinik for hours. But you blow, you get tired because it comes from a much deeper level. So therefore it says, Alum Machshava, the Eden comes from the level of Machshava, meaning a much more internal thing. Like we said, Adam is called Machshava, the Ibn Amai. So why is a Machshava one? Because it's one with the Neshama. So therefore, that level where the Eden come from, in the source of Neshama, is in Machshava, the Jews are called Achim Vereim. Because they're in that level of Hashem. Pirish Achim Vereim. What does it mean, brothers and friends? Liyes Kikoch Baruch Hu Bechinas Erin Sof Kedshamlu Bish Bemidev Tatzilus. He says the expression in Chazal is Achim Vereim to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the way Hashem comes into the six midas of the world. He says, when he comes into the midas of Atzilus, ki ain't a Baruch Hu ba'atzme. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a name. By the way, it's not even one of the seven names that you're not allowed to erase. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. I mean, that's what's translated into English. It's not really, it's much deeper than that. Kaddish means He's removed, Baruch comes revealed. Kaddish Baruch Hu means it's a level of godliness that's concealed now becomes revealed. Now, where does Hashem become revealed initially? In the Midas of Atzilus, right? So Kaddish Baruch Hu represents the level of godliness that's already connected to world. It comes into the Midas. But Hashem Himself is higher than a Kaddish Baruch Hu. V'le'itochen al atzmus ki Hashem klal. Therefore, you can't even use a name when it comes to Hashem. Al-Araq al-Bukhinis is Galusay as Nikra Vaya. Then when Hashem becomes revealed, then Yud is Chachma, He is Bina, and so on and so forth. So he says, Samach Reis Neshamas Neshamas Yisrael, the 600,000 general Neshamas of Yidden, Shenim Shochem of Samach Reis Eish Yisamach Shova, that come from the 600,000 letters of Machshava, whatever that means, Nikra Achim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called brothers to Hashem, Shem Mides, which are the Mides, Kamei Al Derech Moshe B'Machshava, Shekol HaYisim Ketzer Echon Mosa Seichu Shebeseichem. It says all the letters, before they're revealed, are one thing with the Seichem. They're not revealed yet. V'chei Machshava Samides and Mamides. Bazai, hem bechinas alukus mamish. There, then they're mamish alukus. Like because in Atzilis, even gamer chad. So he says like this. Practically speaking, the way the neshamis are in Atzilis, they are kodesh brothers with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Now the fact that they're called kodesh baruch Hu is because it's already in Atzilis. Higher than Atzilis, there's no names. Okay, what does Alter Rebbe say in Perek Beis of Tanya? Neshamas come from Atzilus. Right? That's the source of the Neshamas. Then you have the essence of the Neshamas, even higher. Yechidah is even higher. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechidah is Asiya, Yetzirah, Bri, Atzilus. And then you have Yechidah, which is even higher than Atzilus. Right? That's the Yechidah Sheb Nefesh. But officially, Neshama is basically in the level of Atzilus. And Atzilus, they're called brothers of Hashem because they're one with Hashem. Because in Atzilus, Hashem and the Eretz are one. Therefore, when they should have a Nesham Bechinus Yesh, there is Bechinus Nivra, which is Nifid Me'ayin Mamish. Now the question is like this. A Nesham coming into the body is a Yesh. Something already. It could sin. It could do terrible things. Right? Now it is the body sin, the nefesh sins with it. Right? The nefesh sins with it. And therefore in last week's parsha, in Vayikra, it says, nefesh kisechta. If a person will sin, simply means if a person will sin, he'll have to bring this in this korban. Right? That's what we learned last week's parsha. In Zohar it says, nefesh kisechta, the Zohar says, tva. It's a wonder. It's not a statement. The Zohar says, Nefesh kisechta? How is it possible that a Nefesh could sin? How can a Nefesh sin? It's a chelek alakami ma'al mamish. How is it possible to sin? So the answer is because it comes into a goal. Then it becomes, the neshama starts in Atzilus, and then where does it end up? Into Bria, into Yitzir, and Tasiyah. Into body. So how is it possible that in Shoma that's bittul completely, Achim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could it become a yesh and a separate entity? So he says, B'chnei she'atiyan Neshama yesh li'es b'chinas nivra, which is nifra me'ayim mamish. Shaira b'yetzer b'atzil when the Neshama is in Atzilus, he b'chinas alukus mamish. It's mamish alukus. Chelak olakami ma'al mamish. That's why, by the way, it's an interesting thing. When Alter Rebbe says, Chelak olakami ma'al mamish, what mamish mean, mamish? So there's two opposite explanations. The Friedrich Rebbe brings on from the Friedrich Rebbe. Mamish means mamish, it's substantial, it's tappable. You could tap it, which is the way it becomes a nivra. And mamish means mamish, halukus. That's the way the Neshama is Atzilus.